all the happy ones.
I really did, and thank you for coming out here and telling us these difficult stories, because it does take a toll on every artist, and that's a really important gift that you give us. So thank you. And thank you so much, both of you guys, for being here today, Sid as well. I think we're going to go ahead and have to wrap.
Makes sense. All good with me. Sense. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for coming. Yeah. This was actually lovely and very smooth and chill.
Amazing.
Yeah, I had a very hectic week on the radio last week, so this is nice. I was supposed to be here at 10:30, and I woke up at 11:30 to my housemate knocking on the door. So definitely a funny day, and it feels great to be in here and have awesome energy in the studio. And so thank you for giving us that. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and say goodbye, Kayla. But thank you so much.
Can I give one last shout out really quick?
Oh, yeah. Please
find me wherever you can search Kayla Blackburn. So you know all the fun places like google.com and instagram.com. And you can also find Sid on the internet where you can search Faye Farrell.
Can you drop the handles?
Yeah, I will. It is, my Instagram is Kayla.Blackburn. And what are we? Faye_Farrell.
And then
SidLane.mp3.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Please check them out. If you don't already follow Post Adolescence Glow on Instagram, give us a follow so you can keep up with these awesome artists and their lovely little sets in our studio. Alec, I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to you for a couple minutes so that we can go ahead and get teched and set up for Lilo. So excited to be hosting them today, all the way from Northeastern. But thanks to everybody who listened for Kayla's set. Please keep tuning in for the next hour of live music. All right, Alec, thanks so much.
I know it's true. It's all because of you. And if I make it through, it's all because.
shapes in the dark, trying to save paper.
Nothing's gonna change. before me like a million eyes. They call me on and on across the universe. Thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Jack.
Because the sky is blue,
it makes me cry. Because the sky is blue,
we're on air.
Oh, sweet.
Really?
I think. Hello. Okay, we're on air. It's so crazy. Anyways, this is Kim. I'm a little out of breath because we had to do some traveling. But
Kim sacrificed for us.
Yes. Welcome back to Post Adolescent School on 91.5 FM WFO Medford Test Free Vermont Radio. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Sure. So I'm Lilo. We're Lilo. This is the Lilo band. my name is Lily. I'll just describe how we look, I guess, if you can't see us. But we have Kellen on the bass. We have Sophia on drums. Give us a little a sweet beat. Okay, nice. Sweet. And we have Tyler here on my left. Yeah. So we're here to play some songs for you. Got a little bit of a late start, but
yeah, go ahead. We're excited to first song and
yeah. Okay, so the song we'll be starting with is called Postcard. It's actually a song that samples a love letter that my great aunt got from a guy she was seeing. So I don't know. I mean, I guess you won't hear that part, but if you check out Lilo on Spotify, you will. Didn't even mean to promo, but all right.
You can't help but
let's hit it. Circle.
Yay. That was so good. I really, really like your voice, Lily.
Thank you
and
so much.
And just everything together, like, that just sounded so good. I really, really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much.
So you guys have stuff on Spotify, is what you said?
Yes! I listened to your album.
Thank you so much. I've been releasing music under Lila since, like I guess 2020, so there's a little discography on there if anyone wants to check it out.
Very fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, go ahead, introduce your next song, and keep going.
Sweet. All right. So, honestly, we're just going by feels right now. We have no... If any fans want to tap in, what song? No, but I think we'll have to go with New Tongue. This is a song that... there's a music video that goes with the song. It was released earlier this year. If anyone wants to check it out, I basically dress up as a monster and run around Boston.
Is that the one with the red thing?
That's okay. Really well put.
I was like, I'm so curious what that project was. So I want to hear more about what that was like too. And was that your first music video you ever did?
Yeah, that was my first, like, yeah, definitely besides like random video star. Like, I don't know, Demi Lovato music videos when I was younger.
Those freaking count in my book.
Well, thank you. Some of my best work.
But, that's awesome. Well, I'm definitely looking forward to asking you a few more questions about what the process of releasing an album is like and how your interactions with, I guess, like the production side of all of this have been. So, yeah, I don't know. Keep that in the back of your mind. And I'm excited to hear this next song from you.
Sweet. Thanks. Complicated by an awful maze. Have you seen the weather lately? It's making everyone go crazy. But there's room for error now. With the length we will find out. Will they even love us still? Will our efforts get us killed?
Awesome. What a groove you guys have going. I love
Thank
it.
Thank you so much.
So how did you guys meet? So can you introduce everybody to me really quickly? Because I missed the first few minutes. Can you say everyone's name?
Yeah. So for those right in front of me, tall dude
guitar.
With the black hair is our bassist, Kellen.
Yes, Kellen. And that's the one who knows Alec.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, Kellen is the reason this happened.
Yeah, Kellen. Yeah, just for context for everyone listening. These guys really helped us out because they hopped into a pretty last-minute scheduling debacle we had going on. So Thank you so much.
Oh, we're so happy to do this. And like your place is so, not to tear down our own radio station, but this place is like really sick. I don't know.
Well, thank you for coming. I love to share it with people. It's my favorite when I bring people up here and they're like, whoa, yeah. It's crazy up here. And I'm like, right? So, okay. So how long have you guys been playing together?
Honestly, our first gig was like about 3 weeks ago altogether.
Awesome.
I've been releasing music under Lilo. I haven't really been performing until like in the last year or so, but Kellen's a good friend of, honestly, it's mostly just like friends.
Yeah.
I've known like Sophia, our drummer, right mm-hmm. here.
Nice.
For almost 3 years now. So, like, we go way back, and it's always just, like, we're kind of jammed here and there. I'm, like, aware that the other played instruments. So, like, uh-huh. when it came time to, like, put a band together to, like, I don't know, flesh everything out, like, it was a no-brainer.
That's awesome.
And then Tyler is, Tyler's the best. We had a gig, and we had, like, some issues, like, with, finding a guitarist like pretty last minute, like I don't know, we just had a guitarist drop like pretty tight with the show, so Tyler pulled through and he learned everything in like 5 days, and he's amazing.
That's awesome, very impressive.
And so he was introduced to us by Kellen, so that's nice.
Nice, thank you for the run through. I'm trying to put your story together. You've been writing music for a long time. You guys, do you all go to Northeastern? I heard that Northeastern was a thing. Who goes to Northeastern?
We all go.
Okay. So what do you guys study there? Do you study music things or not music things or mix?
I'm the only one crazy enough to study music, and they're the only ones. They're crazy enough to be studying like computer mechanics of engineering, and I think we have some mechanical engineering in here, electrical engineering, CS. I mean, I don't know if you can... Am I feeding the right information?
Yeah, well, we definitely get a pretty similar mix of people like that with different disciplines here at Tufts. And balancing those two things can be a kind of difficult act, you know? So I love to have people in here with different backgrounds and people who still create space in their lives to do music, even though it may not be like their career path per se. But, okay, I'm going to have you play your next song, and then we'll chat a little bit more.
Awesome.
And I'd love to hear, maybe after your next song, about some of the things that have inspired you and when you first started writing music. I don't know. I like to give people a little heads up.
Yeah. No, I'm ready to...
Okay, next song.
All right. I assume we hit Time Bomb. Let's make it sad. now that we've energized everyone. You will think this song is sad and then you'll be fooled, so this is Time Bomb. No shimmer. It's too sad for shimmer. Okay. My apologies for the shimmer. You just couldn't do it. I thought we'd have more time. You're stabbing me in the back and promising me it'll be alright. I just had to let you break my heart one more time. You wanted to say you're so fun. My life was on the line. I know you said it would be best, but we had so much time. I'm not as foolish
as you thought I'd be. I know we wouldn't last longer than you let me.
That was awesome.
That was really awesome.
Yeah. So Constantine wanted to ask you a question.
I do have a question. Yeah. Do you guys like going to Northeastern? And I don't mean this in like a mean way. I'm just like genuinely curious because I don't know anyone who goes there and I like don't have any opinions about it.
Honestly, let's get a poll. Yeah. Who likes it?
I like it. I think the music scene in there was something I was really shocked by because like I thought it was just kind of like a STEM school or whatever, but then it was kind of just like everyone like. It's like this crazy music scene. They bring in like crazy artists for free all the time. So that's kind of a huge win.
Yeah, for the awesome. Small price of $100,000 a year too.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's great.
It's true. Yeah, it's free, but.
Yeah, no.
I mean, I like it. Cause it's one of the only schools that I found that actually has my major, which is cybersecurity. So I like it for that reason.
Tyler.
It's a good reason.
Yeah, no, I like it. They got like co-ops and stuff, and Boston's like a really cool location. Honestly, going to any school in Boston would be cool.
Yeah, I just like I agree. The location. I definitely feel like at Tufts, it's like a little bit hard to get in sometimes. Yeah. Like, it feels like more of a journey. Like, if you're going to Boston, like that's an activity. It's not like a yeah.
Yeah. No, making it out into the city is definitely a trek. So it's cool that y'all are close. But I guess I'm just curious, like. Do you feel like you have like a safe campusy space at Northeastern?
Safe? Honestly, safe, yeah, yeah, safe. As I guess
well,
another.
There's that
I
one
mean,
person that gets shot every year in the train station. Wow. Wait,
that's
do
true.
You mean like literally safe or like?
No, I guess I mean because at Tufts, for example, like like people don't like lock the doors to their houses.
Oh yeah,
just,
no, it's
like,
definitely not like that.
Back door,
yeah,
like.
I live right next to a liquor store, so.
Because like being in the city I think is just probably like a totally different experience as far as like just what you might encounter there or like what's going on. There's just mostly like suburban like bliss out here and like little families and stuff.
That sounds
so,
really sweet. I won't lie, I'm jealous of that in some ways.
It, I mean, it has its moments. It would be nice to be able to have easier access to the city, that's for sure. Like being out late in the city and then you have like a $40 Uber home, you're like, ew.
Oh, oh my god. Yeah,
but it's definitely like, I think it's a, like both sides have their perks, you know?
Yeah.
Do you guys like actually like feel unsafe there though? Or like, cause like, no.
Honestly, it just feels like living in a city.
Okay.
Like,
cause no, I just say this because everyone talks, so I'm from New York. Everyone talks about New York like, oh, word. Okay, we can talk about this later. But I feel like everyone talks about the city like it's like this like dangerous hostile place where like if you're not like perfectly on everything all the time, like you're going to get like jumped or like swindled in some way or like hurt. I don't know. And it's like I feel like it's just not that unsafe at the end of the day. And like as long as you're not like stupid, like you'll be totally fine. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like it's the same Yeah, I feel like if you're an idiot, it might be dangerous. I don't know. Like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Sorry, I didn't. That sounded really shady. I don't know.
That was probably the strongest comment I've said on air in like a long time.
Okay, I have one of those last week where I was like, girl, why'd you say that?
Career over.
Yeah, I don't even know what you're talking about. I didn't hear anything. Okay, I unfortunately wish we could just chat, but I want to make sure you guys get to play all your music today. Don't apologize. It's okay, Constantine. Don't worry. Yeah, please go ahead and hop on into your next song. If you want to tell us a little bit about it or what the song's about or what inspired you to write it, that's also great.
Okay, yeah. Spaceman, okay. So Spaceman, we had definitely have some variety in like what motivated these songs. Like this that last one was like definitely had a little more emotion to it. This one's like, it's basically just about a spaceman and a guy who's floating around in space all alone, and he feels so lonely and just wants to be on Earth, and then about somebody who's so overwhelmed by Earth who just wants to be floating in space. So it's kind of about like the conversation between those two guys. But yeah. yeah, so
such a cool concept. I love that.
Oh, thank you. All right. I see four suns tonight. Floating ball.
So good. I was saying, like, I was telling everyone the little indie girlies would like eat you guys up. Like our friend Madison, like, would literally love you guys. Like, oh my god.
Well, thank you.
I will, yeah. I don't know. I don't have any questions. I want you guys to keep playing music.
Yeah, we're coming up. It is 1:41. So I would love for you to just tell us, my last question is, I'm just curious what your writing process looks like, because a lot of these songs are very cool, and I know that this is something that's largely self-curated by Lily, so I would love to hear about how they kind of go about doing that process and what might be unique about that for you. And then the next 15 minutes after, or 18 minutes,
I'm just going to kind of let you take control of the reins and pick which songs you want to play and finish us out strong so you guys can max out the amount of music. Sound awesome. Good?
Yeah, sounds cool. Perfect. So I guess I started playing instruments when I was, like, a lot younger. Like, I started with, like, classical piano. And then, honestly, I've never said this actually to anyone. Not that it's, like, that it's that dark, but when I was in middle school, I guess, I was a fan of a band. A band that a lot of people aren't proud to admit they were a fan of, but I know they were. So, the band was Panic at the Disco. And I was on a live stream where the main guy, who I totally don't know his name or anything about him, he was talking about how he made music on Logic. So then as a middle schooler, I was like, okay, I don't know what that is, but that sounds fun. And I was, like, pretty quiet. I didn't really, like, I don't know. I was pretty, like, reserved. I still kind of am, but I don't know. So it just kind of was, like, a fun way to, like, make sounds out of myself that was, like, I don't know, more, like, familiar and just, like, flowed more. So that was kind of just, like, a channel throughout, like, high school, however, like, confused I was or, like, upset or whatever. And I just, like, kind of kept, I don't know, I just kept wanting to, like, learn new stuff. Like, I don't know, like, we needed a bassist in one of my bands, so I picked up bass, and then I could record bass. And then I got into synths, and then I added synths, so that's kind of how it worked. And then, like, the mixing and mastering is definitely something I cheated on a little bit, but I try my best. It's not as fun as playing the bass, but, you know.
That's awesome. I mean, that is the kind of tricky part about this. You have to be a person with many skills to be self-sustaining as a musician.
Yeah.
And that's a wall I hit a lot. And I'm like, there's so many things that you need to know how to do. How am I? Do I need to do all the things? I don't know. So yep. It takes a lifetime of investment, and that's very clear here. So I'm super excited to hear the rest of what you guys have to offer. And thank you so much just for all that you've given us. And just, it's very cool to hear how a writing process can be a really a personal way that we figure out how we're confused about the world, you know?
Yeah.
And your songs have a great, like, distinct sound to them, and they flow really well. And it's very fun.
We are all really
enjoying it.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having us. Seriously. This is, like, this is making my day, and I'm sure, like, making everyone's day, but...
Well, we're stoked you're here, and thanks for making the journey out to good old Tufts. So, okay, I'm going to hand over the wheels to you, so go ahead and direct her how you'd like.
Awesome. So I think we'll make it... We're going to, like, sandwich happy and sad here, so I think we should do Winder, which is... it's a song I wrote about kind of just feeling out of it, if you know what I mean. yeah, I'll let it play.
You're out of sight, made up of chords.
That's awesome. So, okay, that's the name of your would you call it your EP, your album?
I would say album.
I never know.
I would
know
say album.
What the hell does EP even mean?
Yeah, right? I don't, and it's like, I don't know. EP stands for extended, then LP is like limited, but it doesn't make any sense because one's shorter than the other. Anyway.
I'm very confused about that. But so Winder, that's the name of the song you just played, but that's also the name of your album. I'm just curious, where did that name come from?
Not to get sad on everyone, but it was definitely, like, it came out of, like, starting college at, personally for me, like, just a, like, I think there was just an unfortunate time, mental health-wise.
Yeah.
So I think Winder was kind of just, like, that, the falling down sensation of, like, I mean, that song specifically was just about, like, dissociating, in, yeah, sorry, I was doing a little photo shoot right now, but just about, like, I guess, yeah, like, dissociating, and then also at a time where, like, so much is happening and just how it's kind of, like, this loss of control. But, I mean, the bright side of that is, like, the album was kind of about, like, the feeling of falling into that, but also, like, the feeling of coming out of that. So, you know, I don't know. That's kind of, like, where the name comes from. And I feel like all those songs in the album were kind of at some point on that staircase. So.
That's a beautiful way of putting it, and it is a journey. So... Wow, that's awesome. Okay, well, there's 12 minutes left. I'm going to let you continue to do your thing. I might interrupt you again with a question. I'll try not to.
No. I, this is great. Like, this is such a, like, a way more relaxed version of, like, a gig.
It's very fun, right?
Yeah.
You should chat. And it's nice. Okay, I'm excited to hear that.
Cool. I say we, like... Alright, this is from my first album. I made it in 2019. And it's about, like, I mean, I guess this song's about, like, being in high school and just feeling like you have no control over what's going on, which is true, you know? But, yeah, okay. Trying my best to keep myself from falling down. I'm feeling dizzy from carrying the weight of a crown. I think you're pushing just a little too hard, and you say I'm leading, but you're playing my card. So what's the point? Watching in front of me, oh, my dreams decay. I'm losing my mind now, can't you tell? People seem surprised that I fell. What's the point of playing it all if it's not a game? And there is no winning. Somehow I feel like nothing is going my way. I'm watching in front of me, oh, my dreams decay. Kingfin, a little experimental there.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to debate whether we should end on a downer or not.
No,
maybe not.
Unreleased.
Unreleased. Unreleased. We played Unreleased, no?
No, that was a sound test.
Oh, okay. Oh my god, I totally forgot we weren't on it. Alright, yeah. Unreleased. So this is an unreleased song. It's about being confused about who you are. I'm sure if you listen to the lyrics, you'll catch on very quick. But yeah, it's called Pink and Blue.
Was awesome, and I thought that had a really upbeat, great little feel to it.
Thank you.
It's kind of cool because I feel like we can make songs have any meaning we want, but they can sound happy or sad. So it's like I love making like a happy sounding sad song. Oh my god! You know,
best way to project. You know.
Yeah.
Just like listen to a song and then, and then I don't know.
Definitely. So I'm just checking the time. We have 5 minutes left, so I feel like you could do one more.
Yeah, I mean, I'm down to talk for 5 more minutes. Or I won't lie, our last one is. It's probably a downer, so we can.
You don't have to do it if you don't want to. We can talk. We can. There's no pressure. This is your show.
We could do Spineless. Do you want to do Spineless?
Yeah, one thing is, this is broken, so I can't. Lift.
Okay. You know what? I'm down to just talk if that's cool with you guys.
Yeah, I'm happy with.
There's a drum technical difficulty, I think, with the hi hat, but.
Okay.
You know. It's okay.
There's never a post adolescence glow. Day without some technical difficulty.
I can fix it.
But oh. We did secure the amp for you, so I'm just glad that we figured that out.
No, thank you so much for that.
No, of course. I'm just glad everything with the timing was okay, too.
Yeah, no, this was great. And, like, in terms of, like, the setup, like, this is so something I wish we had it.
Oh, well.
At Northeastern.
That's thank really you. I mean, it is kind of funny because it's a little bit of a hole in the wall. Like, nobody really even... was coming here to do this that much before last year, I'd say.
Oh,
there's
really?
One other show I always like to name drop, and it's called On the Town. It's on Wednesday nights. I believe it starts at 9, right, Daniel? Yeah, it starts at 9, and it's run by this guy named Joel Simpkins, and he is, like, a community member, but he's been here for years, literally since, like, the 90s. Cool. So he helped us kind of learn how to do all of this stuff, and it's funny because so much of this equipment was just, like, in a closet kind of, like, collecting dust for a while.
How did you guys, like, get started with all this?
So I, last fall, was kind of, like... I don't know. I want to do a radio show because I had DJed before that, but I literally had only ever had one slot on WMFO, and it was at 7 a.m. on Mondays every other week.
Oof.
And I would go, like, during the winter time at the crack of dawn in my pajamas, and I would go. I would never forget standing outside of Strat to get my girlfriend to come with me and, like, calling her and calling her and being like, you need to wake up. Let's go. It's 6:45. Like, what are you doing? And so then I kind of just like submitted a show application that was like, hey, here's this name, Post Allison Skull, I came up with. I'm interested in like maybe hosting some live events. And then we something fell down or did something and made a
there was
noise.
A bonk. I'm sorry.
There was a bonk. That's a great way of saying it. It's okay. As long as no one's hurt. And yeah, I just kind of like I realized that I had bitten off a lot more than I could chew on my own. So now I have Kim, Daniel, Constantine, and Alec to help me. But I originally started with a team about there were four of us, and we would all come in, learn how to do the tech. These guys learned how to run the soundboard, and then I was abroad in Madrid last semester, so they kept it going.
Oh, sweet.
And we originally only had 1 hour, but now we have two, which is pretty cool because now we can accommodate a lot more artists. And yeah, it's just nice. We have people who help us with our graphics. We have people who kind of come and take photos for us. But it's been a really lovely way to build a cool, big artist network here and to allow people to tap into different platforms they might not have. And for me, like, the most important thing about what we do here is accessibility because, like, that is kind of what I study as when I study gender studies is thinking about, like, how we can make things equitable and how we can create spaces that musicians who might not have crazy connects or huge, like, financial resources to come and promote their music and be in a creative space that is high running and sounds good and is professional, you know? So you guys do such a service to us by coming in here because it allows us to continue to kind of grow that base. And then hopefully we can meet people that will consistently want to tune in and listen to our little show. And I just love that y'all are able to have a show and we don't have to actually have a physical audience here and they can still kind of like hear you guys play and you have the space to like express yourselves musically without necessarily like being perceived by the eye, which is something that's kind of unique as well.
Yeah.
So it's great to have you guys here. And we've had just like such a cool mix of artists this semester and I'm really grateful to be back. So
yeah. And from the artist side, like this is great. Like we're happy to, I don't know. This is like a great opportunity. Like especially
so
talking too. Like I feel like that's like something that usually like it doesn't happen during like an ordinary gig.
Yeah.
So like thank you from the artist side.
Oh, of course. And I love to hear you guys' stories because I do think that like such a big part of the process that gets erased because of exactly